The twos were playing in my gran's garden, back garden, because my mum and dad were working. We were playing in the garden with the dog, and the gate got opened. The dog went out, and both Sandy and myself went out after the dog. I come back, me and the dog come back, and Sandy's never been seen since.
You've said that you don't have any particular memories of that day yourself, but when you cast your mind back to that day, how does that make you feel?
Very sad. I don't have any memories of him at all. And that hurts me. It's just a living nightmare, so it is. The not knowing that we need answers, we need to know what happened to him. We need to find him. His body's out there somewhere, dead or alive, his body's somewhere, and we need to find him.
What sort of impact has it had on the wider family, your mum and dad?
It's had a big impact, so it has. My mum's still has never came. None of us have came to terms with it, but my mum especially. My mum took it really bad. And when I was growing up, it was something that was never spoke about because my mum just couldn't deal with it. So I grew up knowing, but not speaking about it.
How do you deal with big anniversaries? It's just past 40 years now since his disappearance. How do you mark that? How do you mark things like Sandy's birthday or something like that?
We don't really. We don't celebrate it. We avoid each other. None of us see each other. But even like my mum and my dad and me, nannies contact each other that day. And we just deal with our own way.
You have campaigned on Sandy's case. You've been raising the profile of his disappearance for years now. Are you ever going to stop doing that?
No, I'll never stop. I need to know what happened. It could have been me just as easy as it was him. And I'd like to think he would keep looking for me if it was me it went.